After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from...
Hi, Amanda, I love you.
An inmate at a correctional facility. Three-way or call waiting is not allowed, and they automatically disconnect this call. This call is also subject to being recorded or monitored, except for privileged communications between attorney and client. Your current account balance is $28.40. Please select from the following options. If you consent to this call being recorded, and to accept this call, dial 1 now. To reject this call, dial 2. Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hello.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Have a good day.
That's okay, I guess.
You talk to Stephanie?
To what?
Talk to Stephanie.
I talk to Carrie. Get an email back from Stephanie.
What'd Carrie say?
She's going to meet with me next Thursday.
Meet with who?
Meet with me next Thursday.
Okay.
I talked to Dara today, too.
What'd Dara say?
I told her I was concerned about her being off the case. But I feel like you're the only one that actually likes us.
What'd she say?
She said, I'm really concerned about leaving it after being with it for this long. So, she got the okay this afternoon, I guess, to
stay with
keep
it?
The case, yeah.
Did you talk to her about my concerns and stuff?
Yes.
What did she say?
She wants to try to work out where you guys can write letters to each other right now.
Okay.
But they go through her.
That's fine.
Next week, and she's gonna get stuff to her for them. She's just gonna make sure it's okay. But I thought it helped them a little. She was like, "Oh, really bad that we didn't have no visit." So
you gotta talk clearly. What now?
She said she felt bad about not having another visit.
Me too. Me too. Did she think that? Did you talk to her about what that I would do anything and stuff?
I did, but I just told her this is him. I'm just relaying a message. She brought up the letters and stuff. She said she didn't know how it was going to go for sure, but
she thinks he'll try to terminate my rights, though. So
problem.
Yeah. And she told you that?
No, but just the way she sounded, she went into talking about the letters instead. So.
Can you ask her if they could set it aside until I got out and have them still do visits or something? Yeah, maybe if we can talk to their attorneys about that too. Maybe they can set it aside until I get out and then they can do a study then,
This means they're here, though. That sucks.
Only be for a short time. Right? I think she thinks it's going to hurt the kids if they terminate, don't she?
She doesn't think it's a good situation. I said, I know he loves his kids. She goes, I know that too.
Maybe they can just not terminate, but just no contact for right now. Right?
Maybe. I don't know how it all works. Jim Kinney's going to have a heyday. She wants to bring the letters in and talk to you.
If
she
court?
Can talk to you.
Or come to the jail?
To the jail.
Is she going to?
She wants to, and she gets the letters from me.
Okay. And she'll bring the letters. They write them, and then they bring them to me? They bring them to her,
yeah.
When she comes to me?
him, and she said that you could write them to. Well,
okay.
She's going to see if it's okay, but
But she thinks it will be?
She thought it would be really healthy for them, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if she could come up to the jail and do that, that would be awesome. She wants to what?
Do it while you're here locally.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she just told me there's no
huh?
reason. She has no reason to want to terminate for me, so that's a plus.
Okay. But Jim Kenny does? Or didn't she say that?
She didn't say that.
You talk to your mom about money for your attorneys?
Kind of. Talk to my dad.
He said they'd help you?
Yeah, he wants to give you some money for your account, too.
It's nice of him. Do you get my letter?
Yeah.
Did
I gotta give my dad his. But
he didn't read it to him yet?
Uh-uh. I just got it today.
Good.
Dan got some. You sent it Sunday?
Sent it Monday.
I sent that information you asked for today. That with a letter and a card.
Okay. Good. You got everything I asked for? Birth dates, phone numbers?
Birth dates, phone numbers for Sarah and Tom. Date
I need birth dates for my mom and dad, too. Do you get birthdays for my mom and dad, too?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I need that, and then just want to make sure I have the right year, and then kids, all their information.
I got the kids' birthday, grade, and name. Is that it?
We'll talk to Stephanie, and what's her name there, about setting it aside until I get out. And then if
okay.
you do it or whatever, and you know, I'll do whatever I have to do, therapy, counseling. I'm going to move back into my mom's when I get home. When I get out. So we'll just do whatever anything I have to do, I'll do anything. Like I've done already. Anything I have to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to lose them. So, I can't lose them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know Lola Hedges' address, do you?
I want to say 11660.
11660?
Yeah, but I guess.
Okay. They ripped her sticker off and Ryan's sticker, so I didn't know both their addresses. So you sent yours out to me today?
Yeah. Ryan's
okay.
Is 817 East.
Yeah, I called her by mistake. I had her envelope in my hand looking at it when I called you. I called her by mistake. Are the animals doing okay?
Yeah.
Did you get the horse, cow sold?
Kind of.
Yeah? What do you mean?
The only ones that anybody wants are Park Open. The Charlet.
Who bought them?
Carl.
How much did you give?
$14.50. I don't know. And then part of it's wood, and part of it's what I owe for straw, and so basically, and
how much wood?
10 face cords.
How much was that?
I don't know. He's coming tomorrow morning. He was going to take Mary and trade for wood, too.
How much
we're going to need.
How much cash is he giving you?
I don't know. I told him it was 3-something, he said, and Mike said you needed 13 or 1350. Mike said you needed wood.
We probably need about 10 phase cord, 15 tops. I think probably 15 phase cord would be okay. That might be funny because we got some of my mom's too.
I'm never going to get the stuff from your mom.
Yes, you are. I'm going to have Kenny get it.
I don't. Okay.
Would you text Carrie tonight and ask her if Kenny can start hauling that wood this weekend? My dad said he would help too. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe if you decide you want to keep a cow, keep one.
I don't want to keep any. None.
Okay.
Kenny wants to keep them here, and I know I'm going to get screwed.
Yeah.
Took more money out of my purse. I'm not having it.
No, I don't blame you. I'll just ask my dad to take them to the sale then. And the calves. Did we sell the Hereford calf heifer?
Richard said he's got someone that'll give 3, and Roy kind of wants it. Yeah.
Roy wants your 2?
Yeah. Roy wants the Charlet and the other one, but I kind of already told Carl he could do it, so.
If you want the cash, take the cash. Let my dad handle it. You know what I mean? Whatever you want to do.
I need the wood.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to make it. I can't buy propane. I can't. I don't have any money.
Yeah. Please, when you're off the phone, me text Gary and ask her that.
I guess.
Okay. You doing okay?
I'm stressed.
I'm sorry. I can tell by the way you're getting after me.
I'm very stressed.
I'm sorry. Did the help talk help with Linda and Barb today?
I don't know.
No?
Not really.
How's old Peter doing? Why don't you see if you can find a home for Kira? And put Megan down.
Yeah.
I think that'd make your life a lot easier, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
I hate it when you talk to me like this, because I waited one time to call you, and then when I get off the phone, I'm going to be thinking all kinds of things.
Well, it's frustrating. You get on here and you...
I'm sorry. I just don't... Okay.
Do this, do that, do this, do that. I don't have any time to do anything.
Okay. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call my dad then.
I don't want your dad's help, but that's the problem. There's too many people here, and they're all going to screw me over.
There's just going to be the horses there. It's not going to be that hard. And if you keep a couple goats or whatever you do. Hey, did he ever get back with you?
No.
I can't believe he didn't.
I thought he'd come get them all.
He probably will.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Well, Carly had to show Barb and Jan and Linda her chickens today.
Didn't she bring them in?
Yeah. There's one big white cochin in there with them. That's the one that wasn't doing so good outside in the cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the 2 little ones that she brought in, her fuzzy one.
Mm-hmm.
And the big one.
What'd they say?
Well, they left. They brought a different couch.
Oh, they brought it over?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Is it nice?
Yeah, it's like from the 70s looking
yeah.
thing, but...
Put a sheet over it or something, you know?
Pretty, I mean, it's nice for where it is. Kids like it because it's like a fuzzy material, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
Well, I love you. I'll call you tomorrow evening. What's that?
Right, we put a sheet over it and aren't letting the dogs on it.
Well, tell everybody I love them and stuff.
Are you going to call me tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, I have conferences in the afternoon.
I'll probably just call you late in the evening like this again.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
I love you, like, so
love
much, okay?
I love you, too.
I want you to talk to your attorneys about seeing if they've set my thing aside, okay?
Okay.
Until I get out, and I'll do any kind of therapy, anything they want. Anything.
Okay.
All right, I love you so much.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Thank you.